about ready to start the second half, and we have a special group of musicians here, each of whom has been at Irish Week in different capacities over the years. And two of them come from London, the London area. And we've talked a lot over the years about Irish immigration to America, but of course there's been an awful lot of, Irish immigration to England over the years too. Millions of people going over there and finding work, and a lot of them in the big cities like Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle, Birmingham, Coventry, and of course London, and helping there mostly in construction over the years. And an awful lot of young people now born with Irish parents in England. And just as in America, there's a big Irish music scene in England, and I suppose you could call it kind of like a musical subculture, because if you were to go to somewhere like London and not really know who to ask, you'd never really find it. And it's hidden away in Irish pubs and Irish clubs and Irish centres. Great tradition of wonderful Irish music in England, particularly in London in this century. And you think of great names if you're into Irish music, like Bobby Casey from Clare and the late Paddy Taylor from Limerick, the great fiddle player Brendan McGlinchey, who comes back and forth to Ireland, and other names. They're household names in Irish traditional music back in Ireland. And of course, I suppose you think of Kevin Burke, who was nurtured in the scene in London. That's where I first met him indeed. He was 15 years of age, playing with the Cayley group known as the London Cayley Band. And of course, he's a major part of Irish music here in America. And two other musicians who've made their home over here are going to start off the proceedings here in the second half. Pauline Keneally, a wonderful tenor banjo player. And there's a great tradition indeed of tenor banjo playing in London. We've had John Carty here last year, another great banjo player. There's Mick O'Connor, and Pauline Keneally, a magnificent tenor banjo player, living currently in the Chicago area. And there's a man who's certainly no stranger to Irish Week, and he's been here in many different capacities over the years at Elkins, a member of the house band and one of the great flute players in the whole Irish music scene in America, currently living in Kentucky, John Skelton. So you have Pauline Keneally and John Skelton, and accompanying them is one of the great multi-instrumentalists in Irish music in America. And he plays all sorts of instruments. He plays keyboards, and he plays the fiddle, and he plays the bouzouki, he plays the banjo. But tonight he's going to play the guitar, showing how multi-talented he is. So please make welcome John Skelton, Pauline Keneally, and Matt Shortridge.
Thank you very much, Ta. Well, we're from London, and Matt isn't, so we spent the afternoon trying to teach Matt to speak with a North London accent. So he's had a bit of trouble with a glottal stop, but otherwise... Know what I mean?
Nah.
All right, we'll play you a couple of jigs. The first one is a lovely old tune we used to play back home called The Shandon Bells, and the second one, I think, it's called Brendan Mulhares.
Lovely. Nice two jigs.
What's it?
One, two, three. Thank you.
Excuse us. My genius friend here forgot to plug herself in, so that was one of the quietest banjos you'll ever hear, but that's okay.
Could you hear anything?
Did you hear anything? Could you hear the banjo? Jeez, all that planning went up.
Should we start over, I think?
We'll start again, shall we now? Go and get some tunes.
I was looking down at the wire hanging and I'm like, oh my gosh, the mic been plugged in. Anyway, I'm going to continue with a selection of three reels. Now, the first reel, I really haven't got a clue of the name of it. And people in my banjo class won't be a bit shocked at that. Second tune is called... Go on, John. Go on, John.
Number two.
Crooked Road.
The Crooked Road. That's what it's called, The Crooked Road. And the third tune is The Gooseberry Bush. So I'll give them a lash anyway. Okay. plugged in, John?
I'm plugged in, yes. I play you a couple of tunes on the flute now, along with Matt, and you know, this is a piece of music I put together this afternoon with Matt, and trying to play, get an idea of something we're working on at the moment. The whole river dance phenomenon is affected me quite deeply. And you know, and then the Lord of the Dance, and then a thing called Feet of Flame, I believe it was called, and you know, I mean, my feet was hot this weekend, but it was, you know, wasn't the same. So I've been working on a piece of music for my own show, which is it's called Knees of Flame. This is for the older members of the Irish music scene. It's based upon a dancer with arthritis who has to dance sitting down, basically. And the thought came from Pauline here, who was one of the best lap dancers. No, I don't mean that in the American sense, is it? See, where we come from, lap dancing means sitting down dancing. It doesn't mean what you think it means. Right?
I never knew that.
Anyway, three tunes for you. I'm going to play you a melody. It's not an air, a slow air. It's the melody of a song from Brittany, from the northwest of France. Great place for music.
Is that called The Lap Dancer's Delight?
No. A slow air, if you've never come across the term before, slow air means the melody of a song, usually. Although in London, we used to refer to a slow air as a puncture. If you can imagine it. Anyway, a slow air from Brittany called Kimiad, and it's a farewell song from a young woman whose husband's been taken away to join the army to fight for Napoleon. And then we'll go from that into two reels, two nice old-fashioned tunes called The Milky Way and The Rookery, two tunes written by Vincent Broderick from Galway, County Galway. Thank you.
Is that because you mentioned lap dancing? Yeah. Joking, John. We're going to finish up this set with three reels, which I know the names of. The first tune is The Providence, the second tune is called The Eel in the Sink, and the third tune is John.
Craig's Pipes, originally a Scottish tune, and went to Ireland and never came back.
Not the Dukes. I got the name wrong, sorry. I thought it was the Dukes of Argyle, sorry.
No, not the Dukes of Argyle.
Anyway, these tunes actually were a family selection in my house. My father has played them for years, 35, 40 years, and it's a family selection we've always loved to play. So we're going to do that together to finish off, and thank you very much.
Ta. And thanks, Matt Shortridge, for putting up with this a whole afternoon of this kind of banter. So. Okay.
Thank you. you.
John Skelton, Matt Shortridge, and Pauline Keneally. One of the biggest challenges facing Ireland these days, now as we come to the end of the century, is what's going to happen to the national language. And it's steadily eroded as the first language of the people over the last couple of hundred years. Anytime you have a colonized people or a dominated people, you're going to find a loss of confidence in the native culture. And it's happened all over the world, of course, and in Ireland. It's meant, among other things, that the people who choose to speak the Irish language as the first language has just inexorably declined over the last 150 years since the Great Famine. And now the people speaking Irish as the first language can only be found in small little pockets around the country. There's one in County Waterford, another in Cork and Galway and County Donegal, and a little one in County Meath on the East Coast. And last week I just saw the statistic, it was kind of a disturbing statistic, that even though a lot of younger people in Ireland these days have taken a great interest in the Irish language and there are a lot of Irish language schools, and it's very respectable now that we've kind of regained confidence in our native culture, but even so, as all that's happening, the number of people speaking Irish as a first language is down to about 80,000 people, and that's in a country of about 4.5 million people, and the number of people speaking it in the home as a first language is 20,000. So that's it's very alarming, and it's one of the big challenges that faces us in Ireland now is what position is our native language, which binds us, of course, to our past, what position is it going to take in the culture? But there are good signs, too, and one of them is that an older style of singing, which was almost extinct in most parts of the country, is kind of on the way back because a lot of younger people are taking interest in it, and it's a style known as Shan No singing, and Shan No translates as old way, or the old style of singing. And it has its roots way back in the dim, distant past, and there's some people who think that it might have diffused across from the Asian area along with the Celts, and that it represents a kind of an old link with the Celtic heritage of continental Europe and beyond that back around Asia. And it has certain similarities in the singing style. And other people say that it could be derived from an earlier form of church singing introduced to Ireland in the 12th century. But one way or the other, it's a very, very old style of singing and the oldest definitely in our culture. And one of the great practitioners of this style of singing, we're very lucky to have her in America. She emigrated from Inverin, a very beautiful part of Connemara, over to the Boston area in the 70s. And she's been singing down here in Augusta for many years. And she sings in the old style, and she also sings in English. Please make welcome Bridget Fitzgerald.
You might be wondering what I'm doing with this. I've been coming out here for how many years, what did he say? Nine? Ten? Nine? Whatever. Anyway, I come out and I say, Maheret, Maherib. Nobody says anything. Tonight is your chance. Maherib. Okay. I would say in your part, I would say, Baloyeri, and you would say, Maheret. Baloyeri. Great. I'm going to do a song called Brizo Gnivolje. Brizo Gnivolje is a woman. Yeah, Bridget O'Malley. And there's this young man who's in love with her. She's the most gorgeous thing, the most beautiful thing, with the long flowing hair and the beautiful pale skin. Blah, 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 blah. And he wants her to run away with him, meet him up at the crossroads so they can run away and get married. Not because he loves her, because it's time for him to get married. And she doesn't. So now he spends his Sundays looking out the window, watching her walk up the road with another man. The one she did marry. He's a sad man. Every dog ni wall, stood up my Is gudog tu barayot er tireru mas fiel. Ni ni e bis brachtje nan yal kos kin tale. Nan na ni ni bana fin se fas er drein. O shud ma fin Smagrasa ni strilshile prachte Belin malen halyot na kwakeriev klein Is puachel des holt me Smetri aller ma fosse Is gebunna wat beome Mar wai me Fian, ach, wish this a story din ray a goose be room, sir. Kander knock and donor, air war in room shlium. Is the harsher is his pronor, ach, an mission donor. Mahata im a gown. Smey gas nir katrum, smey fein ter na bori, min magrasa golan, is an ishek ferer posta, is gan ive am. Every dog ni walye, stood up ma cree crot. Where to are in your wash, three cat larm free. Don't get a Is good to barayot, tireru mas fiel. Here is a song. It's a version of a song called She Moved Through the Fair. This is a version of the song that I got from a woman named Áine E. Kelly from County Waterford, and she calls it Out of the Window. My young love said to me, my mother won't mind. And my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. She stepped away from me, and this she did say, it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. She stepped away from me, and she moved through the fair, where her hand clapping divas, loud shouts rent the air. The sunlight about her, it did sparkle and did play. And it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. When dew falls on meadows and moths fill the night, when glow of the ashes and turf shows self light. I'll slip from the casement and we will run away, and then it will not be long, love, until our wedding day. According to promise, At midnight I rose, but all that I found were the downturned clothes. The sheets, they lay empty, it was plain for to see that out of the window with another went she. If I were an eagle and had wings to fly, I'd fly to my love's castle, and 'tis there I would lie. On a bed of green ivy, I would lay myself down, and with my two fond wings, I would my love surround.
Thank you. I'm going to finish up with the song in Irish, and you all can help me now that you've gotten so good at it. This is a song called Bonalia Haitke. Bonalia Haitke means the cow, the half-horned cow, but they're really talking about a sheep. And this person has lost his sheep because of Diarmuid O'Delan, the person's nephew, the son, he says, of his father's brother, because of lack of tobacco. He was having nicotine withdrawal. So he was mad, upset, angry, I don't know. Anyway, he let the sheep out. If only this man could see this sheep coming to his door, morning, noon, or night, he'd be a happy one. If he were rich, he'd pay as much as a guinea for the sheep, who would give him lambs, a nice little jacket for his shoulders, and milk. The chorus is, bo, 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 na lea haitke. Bo, 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 na lea haitke. Bo, bo, on tan na chuir aircoch. Then you repeat the first line, bo, 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 na lea haitke. Bo, drimin dergs ni erdr ka waini. Here's one for you. Can you say that? Yeah. Give the other one a shot, but if not, you can always hum.
Is cash na tenya shavai of mokir, dear Madotelano war on the hina, Makdar Mahoid, a triali, Asputabaka, Vieta glide, bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, bo, and tan the queer iron cook, bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, trimmin yarrups, niadit kawaini. The alumnash killing ya vecking mokir, a tap the guitar, said Martin Lowe's queer. Hollock she banyam, fair she unum, red up she shacked in gas at mock walling. Bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, bo, and tan the queer irk, bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, trimming yarrups, niadr kawaini. Amen, she rock me sing Adams and I ducked, pure and chicken edit on the queer air cook. On our yassy, on our wide up, on our yassy and town the queer air cook. Bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, bo, in town the queer air cook. Bo, 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 na ya hide, bo, drumming. Bo, 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 bo I told my class they never had to do this again after tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
Bridget is Sherald. While we're setting up for the last performance of the evening, just a couple of more announcements. Again, that the store will be open in the lobby after the concert here. It's going to be Cayley's and Contra Dance in the Dance Pavilion, starting just after the concert ends. And tomorrow night in the park, there'll be the Wednesday night special here during the Augusta Festival. It's called Pickin' in the Park, and there'll be lots of fine local musicians who'll be joining in. It's from 7 to 10 down at the end of the campus. Don't forget about the silent auction. It's going to be going on until the intermission of the Thursday concert, and don't forget, of course, about the Thursday concert starting again at 8 o'clock here. I'd like to thank just about everybody involved in the stage crew tonight. They're performing absolute magic behind stage and on stage. And Flawn and everybody in the sound crew, maybe give them a round of applause. They're doing a great job.
Thank you, guys.
Tomorrow night, also in the chapel, there's going to be from 10 o'clock a special session organized by Karen Ashbrook, who's a great dulcimer player. And she's going to be, and a flute player too, and she's going to be organizing a session devoted entirely to the music of Turlough O'Carolan. And it's intriguing to see O'Carolan's music, which nearly died out completely, be so widespread in America. I was just out at a festival in June in California. It was in Soka College. It's a Buddhist college, God bless us, just north of Los Angeles in the valley in Calabasas, in an absolutely beautiful setting. And I was walking into the festival one day, and there was a harp workshop going on. There were about 60 harpers there who definitely had bonded with their harps. And they were there, and they were all playing the O'Carolan tune, She Bug She Moor, you know, the one that goes, dee-dum, dum-bum, dum-dum. And you could hear dee-dum, bum-bum. And I just stopped for a second there and looked at the sight of mostly women, mostly beautiful women playing O'Carolan's music. And O'Carolan spent most of his life going around Ireland in the rain, you know, on a horse. And he was a character. He was a wild man. And I was thinking, and he was blind, of course. And I was thinking that if there could be reincarnation, and if he could be given one day back in the world, as we come to the end of the century, that it should be out there. Give him a bottle of whiskey. Give him his eyesight back, and let him look at all those harpers under the eucalyptus trees in the bright sunshine, playing his music. And wouldn't that be great? Well, we're getting there now for the final group of the evening, an outstanding group of musicians, and all of them have been here in Irish Week for many years. Mark Stone on the Bowron from San Antonio out in Texas. It's great to have Mark come here every single year, drive the huge distance over, and it's hard to imagine Irish Week without him. Another person it's hard to imagine Irish Week without is one of the great accompanists in Irish music, indeed on either side of the Atlantic, and he plays bouzouki and guitar with consummate skill, Mr. Zan McLeod, originally from North Carolina, and one of the great fiddlers in Irish music, one of the mightiest men in Irish music, indeed, in this century. And James Kelly comes from a musical family. His father, John Kelly, the late John Kelly, is an absolute institution, one of the treasures of Irish music in this century, and inspired a whole revival of the music, was one of the great inspirers behind the vision of Sean O'Riordan, who transformed Irish music for concert playing in the late 1950s and early 1960s. And he drew upon the repertoire and the skills and the style of John Kelly, whose father to another John Kelly, and also to James. James, one of the mightiest fiddlers in America. He lives currently in Miami Springs in Florida. And they're going to be joined by two of the finest step dancers in North America. Jordan Dudney, who's been an assistant here for a great many years. She lives very close to Washington, D.C. And a woman who's making her very first appearance here at Irish Week, and she's a household name among Irish dancers in America, and she's been North American Irish step dancing champion. She's from the Boston area. She's, among other things, she's been on the road with Riverdance for a number of years, and her name is Deirdre Goulding. So please make welcome James Kelly, Zan McLeod, Mark Stone, Jordan Dudney, and Deirdre Goulding.